Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/letstalk. All right, y'all. Hey, what's going on out there? How y'all doing today? I hope everybody's having a great day. That's right. It's Tuesday, y'all. It's that second day of the week. That means you made it through the first one. Hey, you ought to be standing up and clapping right now because that's one day down. It is now in the future. You understand what I'm saying? Anyway, welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Mr. Talk, and we do have a outstanding show for you today. And we're going to be talking about the new police state. That's right, the new police state. Woo-hoo! Man, I cannot wait to get to that. And you know what? Y'all know some of y'all say, well, the new police state, what is that? Just take a look at Ferguson, Missouri. Just take a look at what happens when you have the SWAT team come out. You see them on television. It's here. Think about Katrina. You know, it's here. We just have to be aware that it is here. So we're gonna get into that a little bit in a little while, but. Yeah, man, I'm telling you. I'm hyped. I am. I'm really hyped about it because yesterday's show was so off the chain, man. Lord have mercy. Whew, took me a few hours to calm down. So I know I'm really expecting this one to be the same way. You know what I'm saying? I hate saying that. I don't know where that came from. I try so hard not to say that one phrase right there. You know what I'm saying? Because, no, I don't know what you're saying. And if you... and if you don't understand me, you don't know what I'm saying either. So we're not even going to use that phrase here on the show. We don't have to. All right. That sounds like a winner to me. I got a song of the day for you by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Oh, man. I had to bring the elements today. That's what I was feeling like. You know, I got a clip I'm going to play for you called Police Militarization. And it's really going to shed some light on how these law enforcement agencies are getting their hands on these extra military style vehicles and weapons. Very, very, very very informative. Okay. Yeah. Can't y'all tell I'm feeling great today. All right. So if you want to be a part of the show, that's no problem. Just give me a call. 347-838-8622. Press the number one if you feel like speaking. And I'll see you in the queue and I'll bring you on in. Also, if you want to join us in our chat room where the conversation is always going. And sometimes it's deeper than what we're talking about on the air. So one thing to do is log in to www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. Get in our chat room. You'll be greeted, and you can go ahead and join the conversation. Now, I must put out there, if you sign in as a guest, then the only thing you'll be able to read. That is it. But if you sign in using a username, you can participate or respond to comments in the chat room with no problem whatsoever. All right. And also for those that, you know, just listening and don't have the ability to do that, just send me an email, ericletstalk@gmail.com. And if you want your comment read on the air, just let me know. And I'll read it on the air for you. All right. Now, if you don't tell me you don't want it on the air, I may decide to go ahead and put it out there anyway for some good information. All right. So that's all the ways you can participate in the show today. And I am more than happy to have everyone joining me today. All right. So let me get it on. Let me get the shout outs out. We got the beautiful, beautiful Antoinette in the house, my chat room coordinator. We have the vivacious, sensuous, divine design in the house. And then we got Mr. guest 1441 and guest 718. I know I saw East Coast there for a moment, so I'm going to say, what's up, East Coast, if you ever come back. But that's what we have in the chat room right now. And for everybody else out there listening on your different devices, I want to say welcome. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show, because the show is going to go on anyway. That's because it has to. I'll be honest with you. It just has to go on. Yeah. Okay. Now, anyway, so with that being said, you know, welcome to the show. And I do want to make a statement, maybe an apology about yesterday, later on in the show. I know some of you may have been trying to get in on the lines or making comments in the chat room, and I do apologize that I wasn't able to let you in on a live conversation or read any of your notes off in the chat room because of technical difficulties on my end. So I do apologize for that, and everything cool. All right, so because her spirit is beautiful. Now, get over that. Ava for Indiana. How you think I know you be out there messing with them sheep? See, that's what I'm saying, people. Sometimes you got to, you know, what we call ugly. A lot of times it's beautiful. There you go. And there you go. That's right. And I don't know too many other people that has such a beautiful, beautiful, vibrant aura/spirit than my chat room coordinator, Antoinette. That's right. So I will always vouch for Antoinette. And don't go messing with divine, the vivacious, divine design either. That's right. Okay, but y'all can mess with Ava Indiana, though. I don't care. Y'all can mess with him. Lord have mercy. So, you know, that's what that is. Lord have mercy. Okay. Anyway. Y'all got me, boy, I tell you. Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah. That what Flavor Flav said too, Joe. Now. All right. Anyway, without further interruptions from Ava Indiana and Joe, I'm going to get this song of the day out of here. So here they are, man. The one, the only, the elements of the universe, earth, wind, and fire. Man, I'll tell you, Dead Was. Whoo, sing a song by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Man, I was almost tempted to hit it again just to start it all over. Wow, talking about a feel-good song and make you just move a little bit. I know if the opening song didn't make you move, that would have, that hopefully that did. If it didn't, well, you may need to check your pulse. All right, because some of y'all kind of dead out there. Anyway, I'm not talking about anybody in particular today. I'm not. All right, so today we are talking about the new police state. And, whew, man, I'm telling you, the new police state. And I know everybody wants to take and put their attention toward Ferguson, Missouri. But you know what? There's more going on to this thing, this Ferguson, Missouri. Number one, I sat back. I after listening to the show yesterday, I had to sit back for a moment and just meditate and think about some things. And you know what I came up with? I know some of y'all may disagree with this. I'm sorry, y'all. I got some good news. I came up and I sat down. I sat back, and this is what I thought about. You know, we want, and Joe, I'm kind of addressing what you're talking about now, as well as guest 1441. You know, anytime something goes on between white and black, and anytime it involves law enforcement, and anytime, I know, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the wind blowing. I don't know. I have double checked, and I don't know what's going on. I don't. But anyway, as I was saying, I sat back and I thought about some things. And you know what? It's about more than just black and white. It is. And I'm gonna give you a moment to think about this. Really, that's the easiest thing we can come up with at the time of frustration and anger. It's all about race. But you know what it's about, really? Economics. That is what it's really about. Economics. And I'm talking about, oh, he go again, but. Think about this. Who's always trying? Why do you think there's a big collection of handguns and weapons, rifles and things? Why do you think there are so many gun laws trying to be passed? You must remember the 99%. It's ruled by the 1%. We see it every day. Every day. And you know and you know the funny thing about it? It starts right up there in the White House. But nobody wants to admit that part of it. It's easy to say black and white. Black and white. Because that's what we have been taught our whole entire lives. I don't care who you are. That is what has been taught to you. Now, ask yourself this. What is the most easy way to keep the middle class from advancing? You have so many already in poverty, so you just have to keep them in poverty. How do you do that? Number one, you incite riots. You understand what I'm saying? You incite riots. And if you incite them in the right place, you can have outsiders come in, or as our military call them, insurgents come in and destroy property. You know, destroy anything they can get their hands on. But have you noticed even in Ferguson, Missouri, it has not stretched outside of that little area. Why not? I'm just putting it out there, man, because, you know, oh, man, because look, I got a story I'm going to tell you about this woman in New Jersey here in a little while, but I got to give you this right here. Where is it? Because I know it's here. Were y'all aware? Because I know I didn't until I started looking at this thing. The Defense Department has what they call an excess property program, and it's known as the 1033 program. And basically what it does, it permits the Secretary of Defense to transfer without charge excess U.S. Department of Defense personal property, supplies, and equipment to state and local enforcement agencies. Okay? Y'all hear that, right? The 1033 program has transferred more than $4.3 billion in equipment since its inception in 1997. Okay? In 2013 alone, it gave nearly $500 million worth of military equipment to local law enforcement agencies. You know, and that's just according to the program's website. Can you just imagine? Can you just imagine how much they have really given? All right. Since 1997, which the defense bill said it allows law enforcement agencies to obtain surplus military equipment. Now, let me tell y'all something real fast. An MRAP is not excess. All right. They still use that over in Iraq today. I'm just going to put it on out there to you. And look at some of these things that this program provides things like office equipment, tents, generators, pickup trucks, and ATVs. That's what their PowerPoint presentation will tell you. But law enforcement can also obtain military aircraft. Y'all hear me? You know? Military aircraft, weapons to include grenade launchers, and y'all see them in use, and heavily armored tactical vehicles. Now, here's the question. What the heck did you need with all that? Huh? What? Oh, my good. Oh, and the 1033 program was designed to fight the war on drugs. Y'all hear me? The war on drugs. Now, let's think about the war on drugs. Where are most of the drugs sold in the United States in different cities? Yeah, we know we have the big rollers that, you know, live in penthouses and what have you like that. But grassroots drug dealers, where are they at? I'll let y'all think about that for a moment. You know, and since it was supposed to be for the war on drugs, the individual people who came up with this program thought that law enforcement personnel were waging a drug war, so they should be outfitted like warriors. Y'all hear that word? Warriors. Not officers of the law. Not law enforcement. Warriors. Warriors. Listen to these words now. Warriors. That doesn't say anything about an officer, does it? That doesn't say anything about officer friendly. The ones that hang out on the corners, guess 1441, don't play. You know what I'm talking about. You know, the little kids that hanging out in the corner slinging. Is that a better explanation for you? Because those are the ones getting busted. Okay. Anyway. Where was I at? Tactical vehicle requests are given priority for law enforcement agencies in high intensity drug trafficking areas. Y'all hear that? Priority for tactical vehicle requests is still given to law enforcement agencies in high intensity drug trafficking areas. Are we aware? Y'all listen to this and you wonder why we what? We are. We are in a police state. Your prime example, for those that still don't believe me, remember the Boston bomber when they was chasing that guy through Boston? What did they do? They didn't stab nobody in the back for these smart butts. What did they do? They shut down a whole city. Never in the history of this country have a whole city been shut down to catch one person. But they did it in Boston. But nobody wants to talk about that. We want to talk about how that white cop shot that black boy in Ferguson, Missouri. Well, we want to talk about that. You know? And Homeland Security, they are the funniest people there is. Homeland Security program provides cash grants to help small towns and so-called big cities prepare for terrorist attacks and other disasters. What the heck is an other disaster? And what terrorist wants to go to Bug Tussle, Nebraska, and cause some harm? But these are the same agencies that as soon as something happened, oh, they rolling out heavy. MRAPs with the LRAP, which is the sound burst machine. What? Why are you doing that? And other disasters. So what classifies as a disaster? Let's talk about this thing. What really classifies as a disaster? Other disaster, translation, anything that happens that creates civil unrest. Well, you know what, guess 14-4? I thought that was called a protest. Woo! But I'm just telling y'all how it is, man. We are now in the thralls of the beginning of the battle. Oh yeah, we're in the beginning right now. You know, y'all not understanding what I'm telling you. Because we are becoming more conscious of what's really going on. You know, for years we have been bamboozled, hoodwinked about it's just a racial thing. But that's the cover, because it's easier. They know we will fall for that easier than anything else. For real. But we have to look deeper into what's coming, y'all. If you notice, the police officers and NATO soldiers are almost dressed alike now. Nobody really figured that out, did you? Police departments have the same equipment. I'm just saying. And why haven't any of our so-called big-time poverty pimps, NAACP leaders, whoever, called for stoppage of the damage and the looting that's going on. Because they already know the deal. They already know. They are living what they think. They are living what they believe is the perfect middle American dream life. And they're so misled. But now's the time. Now is the awakening. It's the awakening. It's coming. But first, you must understand the situation that we are in. It's beyond the racial problems. We already know that exists. That has existed, oh Lord, forever, basically. But it's the underlying current of total control that our government is slowly working toward. You don't believe it. You look at it every day on the news. You do. Greece, Syria, all of them. Because it has to be that way now. It just has to be that way. But we need to wake up. If we don't, you know, I heard a saying a long time, if you don't believe in something, you'll fall for anything. And basically that is what has happened to us. Because we had such a hard time in believing anything, whether it came from our neighborhood, anybody else's neighborhood, now we're falling for anything that they show us. I mentioned this yesterday. I really did. We got all these videos of this kid laying on the concrete. All these videos. All these great testimonies. But where's the video from the beginning to the end? Somebody had to have it. I've actually heard reports that said this department has vests with the so-called cameras on it. But they haven't issued them out yet. We are now in a police state, people. Why do you think they're collecting guns as fast as they can? Why? And think about it. Think about this. And I told y'all the other day, Baltimore has started a curfew. And we talked about that, too. And what did they do in Missouri? They tried to impose a curfew there also. I know some of y'all going to say, yeah, well, it was different. You know, that was a different case. It's the same thing. If you watched any of that live, you couldn't help but see all this military gear. This military gear. And that's the first one in battle. They're not sending no regular cruisers or nothing. You see what I'm saying? I know some of y'all may think I'm making this up, but I'm not making any of this up. I'm just telling you the way I see it. Because these are my theories, but this is from what I have researched and found out. It's just amazing. And it's being done so smoothly, we are failing to realize it. We are. Because we caught up on just what they want us to be caught up on. And that is racial tension. So while we caught up on that, they slowly purchase more vehicles. They slowly purchase more ammunition. They slowly begin finished training the National Guard. So when the final command is given, the final order is given, oh my goodness, it's going to be a terrible thing. It is. Now, a lot of people feel that this is the beginning of the so-called civil war that America is due. Woo! Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? But it's coming. It is coming. It's right there in front of you every day. For those that's glued to the boob tube, you're part of the process as well. Why? Easy. Because as long as you continue to be glued to the boob tube and reality dum-dums, they can slip it right on by you. Think about this. Really, let's think about this. It's been, what, 6, 7, 8 days since this supposedly happened? Right? Why are we still, why do we have still having this going on? And the interesting part is, in a lot of cases of looting, the so-called law enforcement is just stand by and let them do it. Why is that? Just makes you wonder, doesn't it? Yeah. I'm just putting it out there, y'all. I'm not trying to sway you one way or the other. I'm just putting it out there. You know, if you do not believe what I'm saying or what have you, that's easy. Go and research it yourself. No problem telling you. I do not have a problem. But anyway, enough of me ranting and rambling. I want to hear what you got to say about this situation, because I'm sure you have some points of view that's very, very interesting as well. So just give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or join us in our chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/letstalk. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to get those together. Let's talk will get you there too. But www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. Okay. All right. Joe, leave my guest alone in my chat room. All right. All right. So anyway, without no further ado, it's time to open up the phone lines and see what's on your mind, because I want to hear from you right now. You've heard from me. You know, you already know what I'm saying and how I'm feeling about this thing. So let's open up the phone lines, and I see I have Mr. Pianki on the line. So let me bring Mr. Pianki in. All right, Pianki, how you doing, sir?
Hello, Eric. How you doing? You still breaking up? Okay, I don't know what happened to you. Must have an Obama phone, but I can understand.
Whatever, man. Whatever. What you got for me today?
But, you know, the equipment, you know, it's funny that the American taxpayers paid by way of the Pentagon buying this equipment. You know.
Yeah.
The one vehicle, $750,000, then American taxpayers turn around and pay again $3,000 when municipalities buy it. So American taxpayers are getting shafted left and right. Goes to show you the extent of their intelligentsia. But on the issue of Michael Brown, you know another Michael Brown got killed by the police in a similar fashion. Except he was white here in Missouri.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. You know, Missouri has a statute that's very, very broad. And read that article about how the Ferguson police got caught in a lie on the witness stand when they arrested a black man, then beat him in the cell. Then the only charges that they could come up with was that he bloodied their uniforms.
Wow, that is just crazy. That is
yeah,
just wild.
And come to find out, and I remember this incident at Jack in the Box, where you know how they say these black suspects were backing their car up, and a policeman standing in behind it. Then all of a sudden they say, well, he's trying to run over me. Then the ones in front start shooting. Well, that's the same incident that happened at the Jack in the Box there on Hanley Road and Highway 70. And by the way, the county prosecutor, Bob McCullough, who's still there, he would not release the surveillance tapes so that people could see exactly what went down. So that's why come there's so much dissent about him not handling this particular case with the Michael Brown, and rightfully so. And finally, a lot of information is still popping up. Apparently there were some young people that was watching this event, and this one person took a picture. It looked like to me he was hiding in a trash can. I guess people were scared that day, but it shows Michael Brown laying on the ground. And his picture, which is in color, shows the police over him. And the clothes that he has on the day that he died is not the same clothes that they said the person that robbed the convenience store of cigars had on.
Well, I see. Once again,
and one other thing.
Go ahead.
The person who robbed, the owner of the convenience store where the cigars were shoplifted, and I'm sorry, I shouldn't have used the word rob, forgive me. The attorney say his client never described this individual. It's saying that his client is being accused of doing things that he never done.
Well, and is that such a big surprise?
And the plot thickens.
Yeah. And then, you know, go back to what you were saying about vehicles that taxpayers are paying for. Now, MRAP, you know, is one of those vehicles that's supposed to, you know, withstand armor-piercing bullets and things like that. Costs only about $10,000 each to destroy it in the field, you know, like in Afghanistan or something like that, used with target practice. But it costs up to $50,000 to bring each one back to the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so that's
something, isn't it?
Yeah. And then you bring it back, and then you give it to the police agencies. You know, that's crazy. But hold on. You know what? I have a clip I'm going to play real fast.
And let me give you this one more. I'm sorry, one more.
Wait a minute.
This is a good one. This is a good one, Jerry.
Don't make me.
Just real quick now. Come to find out that the Ferguson police officer maintained their own personnel files. Or they don't know who maintained them. So a police officer writes up his own report, edits his own report, and he puts it in his own file.
Well,
read the stories, y'all. So how can the chief say that the officer, Mr. Wilson, has no prior incidents? Well, hell, he's writing his own report, and as the story goes, you don't know where the hell the files are anyway.
Wow. Well, you know what, though? I mean, I understand what you're saying. I really do.
Okay, go ahead with your clip, sir.
But the same argument can be said, you know, if he wouldn't have talked noise, you know, he'd probably still be living today. Don't get me started on that. I'm just saying, y'all, don't get me started.
Well, we can say that if Emmett Till hadn't pinched that white woman on the butt, he would still be living today.
Yeah, but you know how – now, see, that's a totally different era. And you know good and well, he just walked by and she wanted him and somebody saw her. She can claim whatever she want to. And now, come on, let's be real, Pianki. But anyway, hold on, hold that thought. Let me get this clip out of the way so we can come back and talk about the police militarization.
Men in Kevlar vests and helmets, camouflage, carrying automatic rifles, moving in tactical armored vehicles. These aren't American troops on the battlefield, but police in Ferguson. One observer says he thought he saw police in an MRAP.
An MRAP is a mine-resistant, ambush-protected vehicle. It's built to withstand armor-piercing bombs. This is not something that we need in American communities.
But Kara Dansky of the ACLU says more than 500 MRAPs have made their way from Afghanistan and Iraq to local police forces in America just over the past couple of years. It's part of what the ACLU, in a recent report, called the excessive militarization of American policing. Indications of that are everywhere in Ferguson. Police in these towns are getting much of this combat equipment free of charge from the Pentagon. The Defense Department says just in 2013, nearly $450 million worth of military equipment was given to law enforcement. A defense official says Ferguson police only got a couple of Humvees and a trailer. But police departments throughout Missouri, which are assisting in Ferguson, got 20 MRAPs and hundreds of M16 rifles in recent years. Critics say often when they get these weapons, policemen's attitudes change.
Bring it!
Increasingly, the police are trained to view the people in the communities that they're supposed to be protecting and serving as enemies.
It's not just their possession of all this equipment that's an issue. Watchdog groups say many of these police departments lack the training in how to use these weapons responsibly, and that often escalates the dangers. Dangers like police overreacting when conducting minor operations like serving search warrants.
They will drive up in an armored personnel carrier, raid a person's home, holding assault rifles, holding people at gunpoint, yelling at everyone to get on the floor. This is an extremely traumatic experience, and we've seen over and over again situations like this where people are traumatized and sometimes people are injured and killed.
But current and former police say criminals have increasingly more firepower, and law enforcement can't afford to be outgunned.
If people are shooting at the police and committing looting and other violent acts, then the police need to protect themselves.
The Defense Department supports this trend overall. While it would take you or me 4 to 6 weeks and unending hassle and documentation to secure a passport, as reported by the Washington Post, your local police force need only fill out a one-page form for an armored personnel carrier.
Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? Hmm. Wow. That's just stuff you don't know. Guess 1441. You know, and here's the thing about that. All right, so here it is. Everyone is not aware of what's really going on. Okay? You may be one of the ones that's privileged enough to be on top of things, and more power to you. But there are those out there that need to be aware. Now somebody needs to have the conversation so they can be aware of it. Okay? Yes, we know. But to some people, you know, when you walk around with your eyes wide shut, I don't care how long it's been going on, you will never see it until you're ready to see it and your eyes have been open. Anyway, back to what I was doing. Okay. Anyway, so let me bring my other two callers in. I'm looking at on the switchboard so we can have see what their points of view are on this thing. Area code 240 and 323. Welcome to the show. You with Mr. Talk? What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. I like your show, man.
Well, thank you,
thank you, brother. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you. I'm going to break it down to you guys. It has been in plan for a couple of years. What they're doing is putting everybody together against each other. They're putting racism, blacks and whites, and racism using slavery back in the days where some blacks cannot forgive, and use it and teach them that white people have supremacy. Okay? So that starts a civil war. Also, you got the have-nots, people that are struggling. So you got have-nots against the people that have. All this is mind manipulation through our governments and our world leaders and religious leaders to start a civil war. So at the end of the civil war, who calls peace it will be the Pope, like he does in every war, like he did in World War I, World War II. This time it will be a spiritual war. Hmm. They're going to tell you that there's only one God, mm-hmm. and everybody that one God, but you know there's only one way to heaven, that's through Jesus.
Okay, yeah. I can't argue.
all these things are games, mind manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody in the White House, I'm not going to say any names, are paying everybody for payback to America.
Mm-hmm.
But people are not opening their eyes. So I would like to everybody to read my book, American Confusion, Divide and Conquer, and I would tell you every single thing about what's going on in the White House, Muslim Brotherhood, and how they're recruiting people and how your mind's getting manipulated.
Oh, so you've written a book?
Yes, in the book.
Oh, okay.
Every single thing.
Oh, all right. Is it available on Amazon, or where could we find it at?
I'm putting it on your, you can find it on your chat.
Okay. All right. That'll work. Thank you, sir. But I mean, I didn't mean to stop you, but continue. You know, if you have more comments, go right ahead.
Well, I'd like to say something, my brother.
Okay.
Don't get, for all of you guys out there, listen, don't get confused by the hype. Okay. Don't let the everything that glitters is gold idea fool you. This has absolutely nothing to do with anything else but power. And this is about the power that is being disseminated through these agencies and through these governments, okay, that these few families are behind. See, there are people, I want to share this with you guys. See, there are people who do absolutely nothing, that devote, organizations that devote 24 hours a day to mining data. Why do you think we do all of this stuff? Think about it a second, guys. Why do you guys think that all of these social media networks and all of the little discount cards you get it at the grocery store, all these things have shown up, and they always asking for your information, your information, your information. They are tracking us, okay? They have data centers all over this country and over this world that are tracking everything we do, from when the toilet flushes in your house and you take a dump, to what kind of cereal you eat, okay? They are mining. I was in the Marine Corps years ago. And I saw a picture. You guys know about that picture that's going on in St. Louis of the brother with the dreads, with his arms open, and the police standing there with in military fatigues and mask on, pointing weapons at him.
Right.
I remember when I was growing up, and it wasn't that long ago, when you could clearly tell the difference between the police and the military. I wore the green fatigues of the military. I'm a former Marine. And I remember when the Marine Corps and the Army looked nothing like the local police force, the police force that I grew up around. But now the lines are blurred. They're starting to look more and more and more like one. It's because they're preparing the younger generation. See, this isn't about those of us that are, I'm just going to throw this out, I was born in the 60s. This is not about us of those generation. They're not concerned about us. They're looking at the young people, the 5 and 6, the 5-year-olds, all the way up to 25 years old, 30 years old. They're brainwashing them into seeing a world that will look familiar to them, and they'll just go, well, hey, you know, that's just how it's always been, and not question why a small police department in New Hampshire has a military-grade tank. The only thing they have in their community, they said they're worried about terrorism and all this other stuff, when the only event they have is a pumpkin eating a pumpkin contest, a pumpkin fair.
Yep.
So they've got a big tank to keep away the terrorists from coming to spoil the pumpkin fair. So let's not get it twisted. This black and white thing, this is not a black and white thing. They are doing this to everybody. Like that clip you read, going into people's houses, breaking the door down, The other thing, go online and look for yourself. Look and see how many SWAT teams there are now, how many SWAT members they are. I remember when we were growing up, when I was little, there used to be a program on TV called SWAT. And I just loved that TV program. And I remember I wrote in to them and asked, told them how much I love them. They sent me a picture, and I put the picture on my wall as a kid, you know, the SWAT. And remember the song? I just love that. Okay.
Yeah.
And remember, it was fun then.
Right.
You know, and those were just special units for big cities. See, those are units that were just in Los Angeles and Chicago and New York and Philadelphia and Detroit.
Hmm.
Now you see these military-grade equipment and military-grade weapons.
They also got
in these small places.
Yeah.
When the only people there are the same people who grew up there. So who the hell are these tanks for? I tell you who they're for. They're here to mine data, to control us through the data that they mine, and then to control us psychologically and physically through this state policing that they're doing. See, and so don't get it twisted and think this is a black or white issue or rich or poor issue or any of that kind of stuff. No, because I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna drop a bomb right now on everybody that's here and tell you guys something. The United States of America is broke. All these banks like Bank of America, Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan, they're broke. They're broke too.
Woo. Uh oh.
They're broke too. See, that's the illusion they're playing with us. See, look at the game they play. Look at the game that's being played, guys. How many got credit cards? Listen to this phone. How many got credit cards? And tell me how many people who have those credit cards or those debit cards or whatever they have, how many of them saw a person in person, saw a person face-to-face when they received those things, or did he just fill out a piece of paper and sign their name to it?
Wow.
That's right. You just signed your name to it. Why do we all over the world, why do we all have numbers when we're born? You got to apply for a number. You get a number all over this planet. Why do you get a number all over this planet? See, most of us don't even know that we're worth more dead than we are alive.
Uh-oh. Watch what you say now. Watch what you say.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Well, I want everybody to know right now that to be aware, it's okay. We know I know I'm being listened to. Thank you, NSA. Thank you, FBI. Thank you. CIA, thank you, all them agencies, the Homeland Security, all, I know y'all listening, and it's okay that you're listening, because I'm not afraid, and many of us on this line, we're not afraid. See, because the only thing you can do to me is take my life, and that doesn't belong to you anyway or me. This is just a shell that I wear to have an earth journey.
Amen.
And so my father calls me home.
All right.
So there's no fear about losing this suit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to tell you, and it's the Rothschilds, the J.P. Morgans. It's these old family, the Dragon family. No, people never even heard of it. Never even heard of it. I'm going to spit game today on this line.
There you go. You spit it, man.
See, there's a family called the Dragon family out of Asia.
Uh-huh.
There are about five families that control this whole thing. People don't know this. The Rockefellers, they own probably 30-40% in the top 50 Fortune 500 companies.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the other thing. Remember this, guys. Remember, what you see is never what's going on. Remember that. It's all what you don't see is what is really going on.
Ooh,
why is it they always try? Why are they always trying to blind us with the idea that wealth is in the hands of Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and Jay-Z and Beyonce and all of these characters? And Dell computers. Why are they always showing us that? when anybody with any that's curious and want to know, you'll see why do they always leave out the royal families? How much money does the queen have?
Good point.
How much money does the queen of France have? Who owns most of the land in the United States of America? And did you ever wonder why those of us who were here when the brother in Nevada, who's using Bundy's his name, right, who's using government land to graze his cattle, and then when the government said, we don't want you to do that anymore and came to do something about it, what did they do? They picked up weapons.
Yes,
they armed themselves, and they said, come on. Come on. And what did the big United States of America, what did the big government do? They backed the hell down.
They backed down. You're correct.
Now, why have we not done that? I'll tell you why we haven't done that. Because we are still angry from the trauma and the pain that we received through our ancestors, through coming through America, that we don't see very clearly. That's why. We think that's the white brothers and sisters doing that. We don't do what they do. Yes, we should do what they do. See, when you're not traumatized by pain, then you learn from your environment no matter where your environment leads you. See, you learn from those in your environment no matter what they look like.
Right, right.
Or sound like. But when you're in pain, you separate and divide based on your trauma and your pain.
Ooh, look out now. Look out now.
See, and that's what we're doing here. Imagine in St. Louis if all of the headline and all of the talk said, police officer from this particular community, an American police officer shot an American teenager, an unarmed American teenager in this neighborhood. Imagine how different the story would be.
You wouldn't hear anything about it.
Well, you would hear a different tone.
Yeah,
you would see different people. You would see different people participating. See, but as long as it's divided between a white cop shot a black teenager, then the pain comes into it, and so then what happens is we begin to separate based on our pain. So the white brothers and sisters who have been subjected to this police state, because it's many of them that have been subjected to this police state as well, when it's framed that way, they then won't participate. See, but when it's framed in a way that's true, this was an American police officer that shot an American teenager. The fact that he's black or white has absolutely freaking nothing to do with it. The point is that this is an American thing. And that has everything to do with it. And you know why, guys? Because if you look at it from an American standpoint, then you can stand on the shoulders of Dr. King and stand in front of the Washington Memorial and say, the United States of America has given us a bad check. It has not lived up to its creeds. It has not lived up to its laws. You can't say that you are a country of laws and then not live up to your laws. He didn't make it about black and white. And what happened? They had nowhere to go then. See, there's nowhere to go because America has a constitution, a Bill of Rights. And everybody is subject to those laws. So if you come at it from that place of law, then wrong can never escape. See, then there's not a chance to be bamboozled.
Right.
See, to be tricked by the everything that glitters is gold. See, and that's what we're doing right now. We're being tricked into thinking that this is a black and a white issue. It's not a black and a white issue.
Not at all. But that's what they want us to believe.
That's right. And many of us are buying into it.
Right, right. Well, hold on, sir. I got another caller want to come in. You know, I try and break it up. But, hey, I'll let you get back to it in a minute. All right, Mr. Chris, what's going on, sir?
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Talk?
Yeah, not much, man.
Okay.
Not
much. All right. Yeah, I've been listening to so many things about, the American killing the American, everything. I'm trying to contrary the belief that this is a black and white issue, you know, just based on numbers that have been collected. I mentioned to everybody in the community that I'm very active with in my city for changes in the police department community that there are more white and or white police officers killing black people between 600 to 800 people a year versus the number of white people is like in the numbers of the 20s or 30s, and it's usually by an accident or they're shot one time, and then the numbers are shot. They're shot one time for a warning or, you know, they're chasing, the police is chasing a white guy or a white male or female across through highways and a car chase. And once they stop, the white guy is arrested. But a black female, black male, for the incidents of, I can't remember, there was this guy they was chasing in Cleveland, Ohio, back in October. They stopped him, shot him 53 times. It was a black woman in Washington, D.C. She was, I believe, to be bipolar or some kind of mental disorder. They shot her in front of the White House 19 times. Trayvon Martin, he got shot. No warning or don't want to have a conversation about why are you in this area, anything. The bullets just come out, bang, bang. There was this police shooting in the south suburbs of Chicago. He was just running from the backside.
Uh-huh.
They shot him 7 times. You know, white people in these incidents gets warnings, and they're arrested on the spot. But when it comes to the numbers, it's showing that, yes, this can be a black-white racist issue. Now, I heard him talking about the Dragon family. I'm familiar with the Dragon family because they pretty much own several cities in America, and one of them is Minneapolis. They do a lot of, they do what they do. They're very high-powered, very big high-powered family, you know. And, I'm familiar with that, though. But I just think that, yes, according to numbers, you know, this is a racist issue where an American shot another non-American, because if he was American and he had the same rights, he wouldn't have got shot. He would have
apprehended. But Chris, can I ask you a question, my brother? I hear what you're saying, but this is what you're missing. That's the glitter. If we get caught up in the glitter, we miss what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the glitter, my brother.
Okay.
You know what you didn't say? You didn't talk about the story that's going around right now of the lieutenant colonel in the retired lieutenant colonel in the Air Force, white brother, whose son was murdered in front of his mother and his sister by a white cop in Wisconsin, and how this retired lieutenant colonel couldn't get anybody to help him.
Hmm.
Nobody would help him. The attorney general wouldn't help him.
That's like one incident out of 100 million incidents where
black people
are being slaughtered and bloodshed is running through the streets of America.
But here,
black people.
But the reason, though, Chris. But the reason, Chris, is because
that's one incident.
No, Chris. But it's many more. I just brought that up to show you. But what you're missing is that we are participating in this to keep it going. We have to stop participating in it on a fundamental level.
Right.
Hey, Eric.
And how we do that is we have to reframe the argument. We can't keep going along. Einstein said it this way, my brother. A problem cannot be corrected at the level of which it was created.
Mm. Now, that's
well, here's the point.
The black community is not creating this problem. I agree, but the black people, the black community has not created or started this racist problem.
Let me say something on that.
Black people should never be racist. And the thing about the police brutality that's going on in some of these communities, I also believe it is by area code.
Let me mention something on
this. These killings are taking numbers are higher in different area codes than others.
All right, go ahead.
But of course, go ahead.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Let me mention something on this.
What?
Whites need to make those complaints themselves. See, that's one thing. Whites never openly complain about what other whites do to them. Blacks have their own hands full just mentioning a tenth of the things that they experience. You never hear whites complaining about police, at least I never have, about police brutality. And as I told Eric earlier, heck, another Michael Brown was shot, murdered by the police, just as we seen this Michael Brown, except this Michael Brown a year back was a white gentleman. So you can't expect blacks to always lead the march and they lead the movement for justice. And they got their hands full just trying to survive, many of them.
My brother, this is what you're missing, my brother.
Hold on, Chris. Because they don't go through it.
Chris. This is what you're missing. This is what you're missing, my brother. It's not about marching.
Let me finish.
It's not about marching, my brother. It's about being educated.
Wow.
Well, heck, we
it's
are.
It's about
educated.
Being educated. No, we're not. Hold on.
I didn't say nothing about marching.
Well,
I don't believe in marching.
Let me finish. What I'm saying is, my brother, is if we have to stop going along with the framing of this scenario. The brother Chris just said earlier, talking about race. First of all, we need to stop playing that game. There is no different race of people. They're just human beings on the planet.
If we keep playing that game,
we can continue to have apartheid.
They use the word race for convenience.
There's a difference between different races, okay? Now, you can play the game that there is a game, but it's not a game. We are different.
Let me mention this, and I'm getting ready to go, Eric. How do you discern this? You know, we have problems where blacks don't get hired on commercial construction sites. You think whites are going to speak out against that and lose their jobs themselves? So blacks have a whole gamut of issues that they can complain about. These things with the police is a big issue. The things where they are not hired when they're properly drug tested and properly trained is another big issue. Whites have the capacity, they have the resources, they have the medium income. Well, they should address those problems themselves, bring them out in the open.
Plus, they control the media. See, this is the type of thing I'm talking about. They. That's the game they're playing with you guys. You don't understand that. That's the game they want you to play. They want you to use this type of language. They want you to use this, have this type of thinking that somehow you are separate.
We are.
We're not.
And I'm okay with that.
We are not. We are Americans. We live in the United States of America. Let me finish. We're Americans, and we live in the United States of America that has laws that apply to all of us.
Okay, great.
And the United States Constitution gives you a right to associate and disassociate with whomever you are, being an American.
I want to be separate. Okay.
All right, hold on. Okay. We know you want to be separate. Okay. We are aware of that, Chris.
That's right.
Hold on. I got two callers waiting to come
in. Anybody else that got good sense want to be separate from this evil society, too?
Chris, don't make me get the shotgun. Don't make me get the shotgun. It's been quiet all week. But hold on. Let me bring these two other callers in. Okay, we got some noise going on. Let's see. C. Hagley, Hughley.
Welcome
to the show. And 111, welcome to the show also.
Yeah, Mr. Talk, I've been on hold for a while.
Well, I know, Mark.
Go ahead, brother. Let the brother go ahead first.
Okay.
I'm all right. Go ahead.
That sounds like punk.
I'm waiting until this gets sorted out before I jump in. So you can go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I've been on the line for a while, and I just want to get some points out real quick. Well, first of all, the gentleman saying, who's they? We always saying they, but he was mentioning they. He was speaking about the Rockefellers. He was speaking about the Fortune 500. That's who they is. You were separating yourself. But for me personally, I'm not going to separate myself in this country. I know that this society that I live in is multicultural society. Other people affect other communities, and other people affect each other. Me personally, I'm not going nowhere. And I'm going to be ambitious, and I'm going to get what I want in this country. If anybody stops me, long on racism, I will fight. Until then, I'm going to I have to live prosperous and try to have a happy life. Pionki was right on construction. Even as a black contract, in certain industries, all your employees, your major employees, may not be African American. You can be with a black union. And some of your white employees that you have working for that black business will try to have racism amongst your black employees that you have. And then once another contractor may come off that's Caucasian, the white employees will leave that black contractor. That's how sometimes it works out in this tough world. Not in all cases, but in some cases, and he's right. There's a lot of struggle out here. Running from the police, I had an opportunity to speak to the Baltimore State's attorney here on a local radio station. Hello?
Go ahead. I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I was hearing somebody talk. Yeah, really, if that's what you were saying. And I told him the police, some parts of this police department has a code that if a suspect's run, a suspect starts to run from them, when they, catch them, they're going to beat them up. And that's just what it is. But that's not how the handbook and the regulation goes. And he didn't respond because he knows that for a fact. I talked to Sarge. Sarge knows that for a fact. He knows some police say, if a suspect runs from me, whether I catch him, whether they're unarmed or not, I'm going to whip his butt. Now, when we look at cops, the TV show Cops, with a camera on them, they always apprehend their suspects properly when someone runs from them. But it is a disproportionately ratio. The ratio says it for itself. When cops encounter African-American people, it doesn't end, it ends in bodies. It ends in murder. Oh. We talk about black American males. You should just be quiet. Don't you know how many college students, Caucasian college students, when they interact with cops, they talk the Constitution, they start running their mouth. They don't beat them up. How many, if that white cop was in a white neighborhood and he seen some white kids jaywalking, a petty-ass crime, jaywalking, would he tell them, get the fuck out of the street, or he would tell them in another manner? Would he use proper English when he was strong, respond to his communities? Officers come on the scene and arrest people. They use profanity, but when you use profanity to them, they can arrest you for that. What I'm saying is you have to have training. No one is saying that no one is saying that you should run from an officer. But when you encounter someone that says, look, I give up, some of these officers saying, forget it. When you have an opportunity to apprehend somebody versus killing them, they're choosing to kill the black African Americans. That's just what it is. So this is a combination of race at the same time, and the combination of how the police and the community interacts with each other. Just for him saying, get the fuck out the street, if that's what he was saying, and I know some cops that do that. Come and I'm gonna finish after this. Don't you know that these cops don't live in the community? How can you have police officers who don't want to eat, don't want to live around the people, but they're protecting them psychologically? That is, it doesn't make sense. You will never be in touch with the people when you're scared to live around them. And I'll say this. When you said Einstein about his solution, that means that if you're trying to end war or you're trying to have peace, you can't have war to have peace because it's a contradiction.
That's not what it
you
means.
Can't, no, listen. If you're
let the man
war,
speak.
If you're at war and you're trying to use war to stop war, it doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
How can you use war to make peace? I know what I'm, sir, I'm right. That's exactly what he's saying. So that's all I wanted to say. I know I'm right.
Hey, Mike, but you know, he brought out a good point. It's reported that Officer Wilson, and it's not rare in his case, he lives 25 miles from where he worked. Now, I'm here in St. Louis. 25 miles going to the west is all the way over on the other side of the river to St. Charles County. 25 miles going to the east is over in Illinois, deep southern Illinois. And hell, going to the north is also going into Illinois. And going to the south is going down into white folks' community. Well, whites said they don't want blacks down there. You know, you had a case in one city that was under flood. And a busload of blacks went down there to help sandbag. When they got there, they turned the bus back, turned around, and said, "We don't want your help."
Okay.
So I mean, this guy here is coming into this community with attitudes, dispositions, and, you know, things you don't have enough time on your show to talk about.
But see, here's the thing. I understand what you're saying, Pianki and Michael, but my question is, what does that have to do with anything? It really doesn't have anything to do with it because, number one, he really has no choice in the assignments or the region he's to cover. But once again, it's that little trivial thing right there that gets us off track from what we really need to be paying attention to.
No, right. What we need to be paying attention to is the numbers. The voting numbers and the number of black police officers in that community. If any educated person don't look at the population of that small community and look at the police department and say something is wrong, when the police is supposed to protect the community, those officers, 50 officers, don't even want to live around those people that they're supposed to protect. That's all I'm saying.
But see,
not only that,
it doesn't make sense politically. It doesn't make sense.
Not only that,
yeah,
Michael Brown graduated from Normandy High School. He could not go into the community where Officer Wilson came from to get a police job. Because people like Officer Wilson is coming into these black areas through a system called nepotism, the good old boy system, and they're taking jobs just by leaving black teenagers unemployed. You got the same thing going on a broader scale with immigrants, where United States citizens graduating with degrees from college has to take hamburger-producing jobs because you got immigrants taking the jobs that they're degreed in. That's a bunch of craziness.
All right.
Okay.
We're not even going there. Hold on for a minute, Mr. City.
Okay.
Let me get this other caller a chance to get in here. See, Holly.
Yeah. My name's Chris.
Okay, Chris. We got another Chris.
I'm from Ohio. But yeah, I just wanted to say there's a lot going on in this discussion, and really, most of it, you know, it can be argued about, but there are minor things that are getting in our way. Every time that we see anything different between us, we're helping out those who are against us. Like, you know, our firearms were threatened to be taken away. The Army had a surplus, and then they brought in a lot of MRAPs for the for our police departments, and then a representative from California wants to make it illegal for Americans to get body armor. I mean, it's very clear what's going on here, and I have no problem standing up for somebody, even if I don't care if they're purple or green, if they had an injustice. What seems to be an injustice, because, you know, we have to wait on courts to see what really occurred. But if I see something I think's not right. Don't care what color the person is, what or anything about that, because the thing is, if I look at it as, well, I'm white, so that doesn't affect me. Every time that a different, you know, blacks, Asians, whatever, get attacked, then what am I going to do when the last people here are white, and then they start attacking us, and I want everybody's help, but then there's nobody here to help us, you know?
Great point.
We need to stick together and just, you know, everybody realize what we got to do. And I'm going to do a show on the police state Thursday, so I'm not going to say too much. And I'll let you you guys talk about it. I just wanted to add that in. And if you don't mind, can when I'm not talking, will you put me on hold so I can just listen in?
Okay, I can do that.
All right, okay. Cool.
All right.
You know, this brother makes a really interesting point. See, this is the thing that a lot of us don't get, that we don't understand this. We have been locked out of, through systematic racism and the way the system is set up here, we have been locked out of what's really going on here.
Mm-hmm.
See, what that brother just said right there about those weapons and the representative from California, he's from Ohio. And he's talking about a representative from California bringing some legislation to bear that says we can't use body armor, that we can't buy body armor. Mm-hmm. See, what we don't understand is Dr. King showed us the way, okay? Mm-hmm. The way is through learning, through education, through empowerment can happen as a result of that. You're not going to get anything from anybody if you're ignorant, except a boot in the ass.
Well, that's true.
That's all you're going to get.
Right.
Well, can I make two more points, Mr. Todd, real quick? It's amazing how.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Michael.
I thought you was finished.
No, let him finish.
I thought he was finished. I heard a pause.
So, you know, Michael, when you said, my name is Joseph, by the way, Michael. When you said, I said they. See, I don't see myself any different from the Rockefellers and the Morgans and the Dragon families. I'm a human being just like they are. The difference, though, is that what their agenda is and my agenda is totally different. My agenda is oneness. My agenda is all of us getting along. My agenda is living in peace. See, I think everybody wants to live in peace.
Well,
see, that's what my agenda is. I'm done.
All right. Go ahead, Mike. Make it quick, Mike. I got to do a commercial.
No, go to your commercial, man. I don't want to mess up your money. I'll come out of your commercial.
No, you go ahead, because that's the commercial. I got another
okay.
one. I'm a lady.
Okay,
so
okay. Yeah, I just want to say, you know what? If it's kind of contradictory for you to have all this military equipment in this small town, but then you want the veterans to come in. I hope they leave the veterans out of this. I don't know what the National Guard is planning. I don't think the National Guard should be involved in this, because you're spending all this money and we're putting all this military equipment. And now you're going to say you're having all these local agencies have these M16s, and then you say citizens, you're trying to pass bills so the citizens can't get M16s. See, this is crazy. It's a contradiction. See, all of this can play out, because now why the citizens can't go get the same weaponry that those local agencies got? Because if they're going to try to have a military state and take over and take people's rights, see, this is all political. And then that's why the NRA has their, you know, their points. That's all I wanted to say.
Well,
I just want to leave the veterans out of it. Leave the veterans out of this domestic, you know, small town stuff.
Before I go to commercial, let me respond to that real fast. You know, it's like this, Michael. What's the easiest way to conquer someone? Take all their weapons from them. It's not hard, you know, and you can witness what's going on now in Ferguson. So you just imagine all those individuals had weapons, you know, it'd just be all out civil war going on. So the easiest way to conquer someone is take their weapons from them, make them feel inferior, and make them feel as though you have all the power and they have nothing. So that, I mean, that's basically what's going on. But hold on for a minute. Let me.
That's right.
This commercial going, and we'll come back and finish our discussion.
Let's Talk is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/letstalk, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of the service.
All right, y'all, that was audible.com, and they have over 150,000 titles for you to choose from. So just go to audibletrial.com/letstalk. Get your free book when you sign up, free audio book when you sign up for a free 30-day trial. And it'd be all good. I've signed up already, and I got my first book, audio book, and it was The Constitution. Yes, all of the Constitution, from the Articles of Confederation to the 27th Amendment. I have it all, and I just put it in my ear, and I listen to it, and, hey, it's easy. It's easy. I even listen to it sometimes when I'm working out. I know y'all like, really? Yeah. You know, because you can, as we say, we need to educate ourselves. If you don't know what they're using against you, how in the hell can you fight against it? That's the way I look at it. That's my opinion, my theory. All right, so anyway, we're back. And let me bring Alex in, because Alex has been waiting. Hello, Alex. Welcome to the show. You got Mr. Talk here. What's going on? Alex, are you there? Yes.
Hey, this is Chris.
Oh, no, I don't want to talk to you, Chris. I had Alex here, but I guess he stepped away for a moment. But I think are you there, Alex?
No, I think you actually turned mine back on. This is Chris, the one from Ohio.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, anyone have anything they want to say?
Hello,
to...
hello. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes. Oh, I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yes, we can.
Yes. Okay, Fergueso Perdeso left ICIS sign in front of live MSNBC. I mean, what is your opinion about this video, that declaration that ICIS present at the Perdeso were flash across the Twitter sphere? While it is the doubt ICIS now going by the name of Islamic State, has placed jihadists on the street of Ferguson. The sign has prompted many of conclude the protester contains anti-American Islamic elements. What do you think of that?
Huh?
I'll be honest with you, I couldn't understand what you said.
Okay.
I know it's
you
not
see
funny,
what happened?
So, yeah, see how
the
easy
video,
that was? Right. Okay, go ahead.
The video and it's the video MSNBC was live last night.
Right.
And then some person put clouds, and the clouds was written ICIS is here. ICIS is here. That means we are Islamic jihadists are here in this town. So don't get close to us. So what's that mean? Can somebody clarify on that, please?
Well, I watched some of the media coverage of it last evening, and I don't know if I saw anything that said that. Now, is it possible? Of course, anything is possible, because we're dealing with unscrupulous people. But what I did notice was Amnesty International was in the area. Now, you know, very rarely do you see Amnesty International anywhere in the United States, number one. But they're here in a little town, Ferguson, Missouri. That really kind of put the different twist in it for me, because it was all of a sudden like, what are they doing here? They deal with international problems, international unrest. Why are they here in this little state? Now, I mean, this little city. Why? Because, once again, it's bigger than just the black and white issue. But
I keep saying that, my brother.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you 100%, but nobody's willing to understand that, because the immediate thing they want you to worry about is the white cop shot black kids, and the black, whoever the black insurgents are, or whatever you want to call them, are
looking. Well, you have to look at the population. Well, one thing is the population, too. If something happens, a verdict comes out, you have to realize this, what, 62-63% of that count, of that town is African-American. So if something, if a reaction goes out, you know, they've been looking at the number, the demographic. So
not only that, why come Amnesty International wasn't in Ferguson decades ago? Blacks have been experiencing these problems with these small municipal police, boot thug, jack boot thugs for decades.
Yankee, you just made my point for me. Why haven't they been there? They weren't in Selma, Alabama, were they? They weren't in
Hell no.
Okay.
Exposure.
Oh, now, here is the question. Why are they here now?
Because, can I say something?
Yes, you can.
It's obvious why.
I think they're there to suppress any demonstration, any valid demonstration, and why they could not put the water canister on protesters has a less problem than why they have to use all their chemicals and etc. against the good people of Ferguson. I mean, yet a Nation of Islam stole the demonstration as well, too. We have to be reminded that Nation of Islam has their own agenda, especially in this matter, because, you know, they work with both sides. They work with the government as one side, and then they come and work with demonstrators on one side. So people need to be alerted about this matter, because followers of Luis Barragán are traitors to this country, and because of this act. What do you think?
Well, you know what? Can I say? Can I speak to that, please?
Yes, you can.
Sure.
Okay. Right now, my brother, please tell me. I'm sorry, I forgot your name. The brother whose show this is. Forgive me.
Alex. Alex,
no,
Alex,
this is not your show, Alex. This is not your show, Alex. My name is Mr. Talk.
Sounds like to me it is.
Oh, shut up, Ian. Mr. Talk.
Mr. Talk, listen. I want you to know right now, my brother, this is a divine blessing that this brother came on. These two brothers, this brother Chris and this other brother, all of us are divine that we're on here. But these brothers, well, let me tell you what they're showing you. He said something that is very, 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 very important for us to understand. See, because of our pain, and I'm talking, when I say us, I grew up in the city of Chicago. When that brother was talking about Southern Illinois, the brother from St. Louis said, you know, you go 100 miles, you're in Southern Illinois. That's where my father grew up, in Southern Illinois. So as a kid, I grew up around, I mean, I spent a lot of time in Effingham and Monroe and, you know, and Cairo and these places. Okay, so I know what kind of people, what kind of brothers and sisters are down there as well. But what these brothers are doing is they're raising the level of the game for us right now and showing us this is what we, through our pain, we think that justice has one face. See, we think that there's just a person can only be either good or bad. That's not the way the world is. Okay, how the real world works, okay, is that the people that are in charge and have the resources and power, they
so
play both
Justice
sides.
Dahmer was a justice? No.
They play both sides.
Justice
both
may not
sides.
Have a particular face, but injustice do.
Right, and everything is situational. We're talking about this particular case, and I'm just saying right now, see, everybody talking about the past.
Can I finish?
We use this moment now, look at the present moment now, and learn from it and move forward. That's
my
what
brother, what you no, but this is what you're missing.
You have to look
if you don't,
I'm never missing nothing,
if,
sir.
Let me tell
he
you,
always
if
tells
you,
us what we missing.
Not missing anything.
Can I finish?
Right, I'm not missing anything.
He always
if you don't, if you don't bring up this situation in a 360 degree point of view, then you're missing something.
Well, What am
we
I missing?
We always missing something. Yeah.
Why am I not
playing
no 360?
Okay, what you're missing is this is a global thing. That's the reason why Amnesty International is here. That's the reason why that brother's talking about the ISIS poster being held up. Okay?
Listen,
this
they
is manipulation.
China.
This is, manipulation and control. This is manipulation and control on a global scale. Because these pictures that are going out over Twitter and going out over Facebook are going out over all over the world.
Right.
So we have to look at this in a global context, understand what's really going on. And not look at this like a local issue. This is not just a local issue between black and white. This
well,
is
let
a
me
global
tell you
issue.
One thing. For them to change their city council and how that city look, Florence, that is a local issue. I don't understand globally, but they have a power with those 62%, whatever black Americans, they should have city council members. This is going to be a change for them. Listen, this can spark some of those people and that crowd to be political. Because, Al Sharpton, Farrakhan, everyone is saying, look at your politics. Look at your
those
voters.
Those dudes
are
agents. Farrakhan and dudes are agents.
I got to take you home. Before I worry about around the corner, sir.
Them dudes are agents, man.
I wanted to say
I was just speaking about his point that he made. Forget him. I'm sorry, Chris, go ahead.
Okay. To me, this is a local issue. Me, I'm a black man. I'm worried about my black family first. I don't care what's going on in China, Sudan, Russia, or what's going on in other countries first, or what's going on in the white community. I'm concerned what's going on with my community first. Now, call me racist or any other word that's related to that. That's how I am. I'm very passionate, and I'm very close and active in my city about what's going on in the black community first. Now, who told you that they were agents?
My brother's lying. Well, first of all, this is what you just said. You just said this out of your own mouth. I don't care about no China. I don't care about what's going on over
first,
no Sudan.
First,
I don't care about what's
first,
going on over there. All
first,
I care about is what's going
I'm
on here
first,
because it's local.
In my community,
but
first.
But that's the reality of it.
Fool.
He's right.
You would be a fool. Wait a minute. Hold on. You would be a fool to go and try and help out other people in other countries when your own backyard, you ain't got no food on your table, and you're concerned about what the white man doing, and you can't even have love for your own community, your love for your own brothers and sisters first, and want to throw America, we all equal. We're not equal. There is
what
a
I'm talking about
between,
Chris is saying.
What I'm talking about, Chris.
Black people and white people. First, worry about yourself first before we want to try and be all American heroic to save everyone. Save yourself first. I ain't trying to argue with nobody. That sounds real common to me, what I just said. And simple.
You understand what I'm saying?
It doesn't take a guy with a PhD to understand what I'm saying. My son
first
is 9 years old to understand what I'm saying. Have love for yourself first before you try to embrace the countries. Other countries. Amnesty is over here to get some exposure. And
the person
said that Farrakhan and Jesse Jackson are agent. Who told you that?
First of all, Chris, I never said anything about saving anybody. That's the first thing. Okay,
don't put words in my mouth.
I'm talking about being educated so one then can make informed choices about really bringing about change in our communities.
Love for yourself
That's what
first.
I'm talking
love
about.
For your community first before going around and changing the world. Change yourself, man in the mirror. Okay, that's what you're missing. Okay.
I think that's what you're missing. Hey,
sir.
Yeah,
I went over your head, Chris.
Listen, if America wants to go to war, and let's say, hypothetically speaking, most of the voting public email their Congress, write their Congress, have city council say, we don't want to go to war. And listen, all the congressmen say, you know what, we're not going to go to war over the Middle East. That shows that American people chose not to do their foreign affairs. Foreign affairs really starts here, how our attitude here in America goes branch out. So it always starts here, sir.
Everything starts with N first, my brother. Everything starts with N first.
Right.
Okay. Everything starts with N first. Okay.
Right. Save the world.
That's right. And so, and it's not about saving anything. It's about being informed.
Yeah, or educated.
It's being informed and educated, my brothers.
Correct. Right.
So
that's what we're
missing. You can't be saved. You can't save anything. You can't save yourself if you ain't got no money.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. Can everybody hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes. Look, the first thing, and before we can help ourselves, is we have to be able to sit down and talk to each other.
Yes.
Not only talk to each other, but listen to each other. And when I say listen, I mean truly and really listen. Not sit there and prepare what you're going to say next. You know, sit down and listen and develop a dialogue that will help us as a people together come to a solution that's helpful for all. But if we continue, well, I had a quote yesterday, quote of the day yesterday. And let me get it here real fast. And this quote made so much sense. And the more I listen to our conversations, the more I realize that we really need to adhere to what this quote says. And it says, differences in opinion need not cause division. Of course, what's happening with all the division by black and white or this and that, what happens? It's causing division. They can be a source of learning and richness.
Yeah.
See? So, you know, once we put aside our own, self-analyses and our self-hatred and sit down and really, truly sit down and listen to what the other person is saying, only then will we be able to come up with a plausible solution. But until that time, we still have to dialogue and have a conversation on what's going on to help enlighten people as to the true essence of where we are headed. Not only as a person, not as a community, but as a nation altogether.
Mm-hmm.
No, and I say
right.
this many times.
But it's going to have to be understanding.
Amazing. Yeah. Now, like I said before, it's amazing how no matter what's going on in this country, during football season, during baseball, basketball season, we all can sit there together, root for the same team, and that's it, and go home.
Because that's how they
but
want
soon
us
as
to
you
be.
Get us, soon
that's
as you
study.
Get us out in that stadium, though, all of a sudden everybody is going back to their own little separate lives and cultures and community. Why is that? Don't you think that's a little
Can
bit hypocritical?
Very critical.
Isn't that how it happens in the church too? When a lot of church people and
absolutely.
All the religious people get together in their synagogues and then they leave
listen,
that church
Mike,
and they go out
listen,
and then look the politics
listen, Michael,
and all of us is still
Michael,
crazy.
Listen to me. Listen to me, Michael. We're not talking about the church right now.
Well, no, right? I was just using
now,
it as the
really,
same
if
thing.
If you really want to talk about the church
well, no, it's
was
the same
a,
thing.
Is the cause of a lot of what's going on now, but we're not going to go there
Hello.
Today. All right?
Well,
we're
I was just using
that,
today. You know, right.
Remember.
All right.
Can I
brother
say
Alex,
something?
The brother
it was
Alex
anonymous
saying
to
something.
It, that's all.
Yes.
It was just anonymous.
Go ahead, Alex.
Mr. Tucker, I think that...
They teach
we don't have the brother Alex is trying to say something.
So, yeah,
okay.
Alex they to say teach something. They teach the priest to teach the people to become. Priests are with the other side as well. They have trained them already in this time of event. So then they read some scriptures and say, it's come down, it's okay, bring you tanks in the street, is okay to bring for you soldiers from Russia into United States and occupy your streets. It's okay. Don't react. And am I right or wrong? Go ahead.
You're please. Right. You're right.
Alex. I wanted to say, who yep. said Russia's going to come and guard American streets? Now, where y'all get this at?
They already here, Michael. Go ahead, Chris.
They already here, Michael.
All right. Go ahead,
are they
Chris.
Going? Are they
the
here to guard our streets?
That is the number one thing. We have differences, and I'm going to keep continuing to have differences with people, and we're all going to have differences with someone, you know. that we talk to and we come encounter with, I think it's a racist issue. Some of you all don't think it's a racist issue, but the number one thing that we all can agree on is really not what we're talking about. Is we need to be, really not to be funny, focusing on going green and recycling. Everybody is okay with that. And Clean Water Act. And it seems like, but it does. Right. It seems like after we get off that subject, everything else is, no, I disagree. I like to wear yellow. Yellow is wrong. I like to wear red. That's the right way to be. Or this religion is better. We fight over everything, but the number one thing that the world can agree on is Clean Water Act, clean the planet, and go green. See?
Well,
after
you know
that,
I'm going to put this out there to you, Chris. You know, that's the biggest scam that they have ever came up with in your life is bottled water. Now, I'm not going to go into that either.
Exactly.
That's for another show.
No, I don't do it
but
either.
That's one of the biggest scams they have ever came up with. But, continue on. I'm sorry.
Coca-Cola. Yeah, Coca-Cola. No, you're right. Because I was talking, I tell people in my neighborhood all the time, stop buying bottled water. Distilled water, you're going to mess up your inside. So, like, that's another show. But you're right. It is a scam. But the Clean Water Act is a real big issue. Save the planet. You know, it's going to self-destruct on its own. We ain't got to do no nuclear bombs or nothing like that, you know. And go green. Everything else
like
after that, I've just been noticing it's hell about racism, about police, about fashion, about religion. We can fight and debate to the point where we're ready to break each other's necks through the phone. But when it comes to saving the planet,
can I ask a question?
Well, let me ask this one first, and then I'll
ask
you get yours in.
Oh, okay.
Okay, hold on. Let me ask mine first, and I'll let you get yours in. All right?
Well, we ain't never see eye to eye.
Here's the question. How can you say something you didn't even create?
This is a form of question, whatever that was. No, I mean, as far as just, you know.
that's easy. That's easy.
Okay,
I can save somebody's life. I don't give them mouth to Susan.
No.
I can give somebody mouth to Tyson. I didn't create him. I can plant a seed, and if my flower dies, I can water it and give it more sunlight so it won't die. I mean, I understand.
Okay,
that. We have to, as a community, we need to change our dialogue more, even if you want to go with green energy. Let's say people want to do that. You're still going to have technologies that go, and you have to be innovative in that. Us as a Black American, me, other people, we need to talk about technology. I hear on Blog Talk people scared of technology. They're doing this. No. The dialogue conversation. I was in the grocery store the other day. There was a Black woman, cashier. She was talking about different certifications that she's about to go on. She's on a mental mindset saying money is not bad, technology is not bad. She's saying there's lots of jobs out there that's being created. We need to go in, and guess what? A great income, a great living, so you can take that money and finance your own self or your own business. So far as making our own technology businesses and also having careers and making sure that these companies that's making billions of dollars off of our money, that we spend trillions of dollars each year, make sure that they hire us, because Martin Luther King die for affirmative action and you know, and civil rights. So these companies cannot, like Bill Clinton say, you have to let people in, and we have to educate ourselves so we can take over the industry. If we do not educate ourselves, we cannot create and add and upgrade the industry or be creative in our own way. So, I mean, the dialogue must change, but people want to talk about reality TV show and gossip all the time.
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
Now, you was asking me, how can you create something crazy? But the first thing, I always wanted to know, why is it that Martin Luther King was never considered an agent or a hypocrite when he's done more trash and garbage than Farrakhan, Jesse, and El Sharpton put together? But anyway, but they hypocrites and sellouts and Uncle Tom's. Martin Luther King's not. That amazes me, you know. The all the women he slept with, including the white women, and all this other drugs he was doing and stuff, he's never mentioned. But Martin Luther King is just such a peaceful man, and he was about equality for Black and white people. Anyway, so that's amazing. But you were saying, how can we... Look it up.
Okay.
Anyway, you know, outside of marriage, children, the whole nine. But, you know, he's the American hero. We got his, we celebrate his birthday.
Well,
all right.
You know what that is? You know what that is, Chris? That goes to show that he was just human. He was a man.
Yeah. And they're agents and. But
and
you know
what it was.
So, but Farrakhan, Jesse, and Al Sharpton, they the same as humans. They make decisions. They make sellout decisions no different than Bill Clinton and Bush does, and everybody.
I
don't fuck them.
I'd like to ask a question, please.
I'm just wondering
how many brothers on the line?
Never said about Martin Luther King. That's what I'm saying.
Chris, can I ask you a question?
Only one at a time, Chris. Now. One at a time.
I'd like to ask a question. Out of the brothers on the line,
just,
the brothers that are on the line right now, how many of you have been out of the country?
I have.
Hi,
Chris.
Chris, where did you go?
I went to Africa, sir.
You did? Where?
And I'm not interested in going back. I'm not interested in going back. It was a nice experience, but...
Which part
I'm
of
cool
Africa did you
I'm
go
at.
To?
I went to Ghana, sir. Any other questions?
Oh, you went to
you like
Ghana.
To know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting.
Anything else you want to know?
Okay.
All right.
Where in Ghana did you go?
Wait a minute. Hold on. All right, y'all. We got 3 minutes left in the show. And we got 3 minutes left in the show. So if you want to continue to hear the show live, you need to get on the switchboard. 347-8. Because
you
in 3 minutes.
Can you say that number again? Can you say that number again?
Yes. 347-838-8622.
Thank you.
All right. And you got 3 minutes to get on the switchboard or... You won't be hearing the show, basically. All right.
You know one big divide that even our ancestors and now some black people. I don't know if they have children or not. Whether black people can really ever make it in this country and be prosperous, or should we go back to Africa? And there is a big divide.
Before you get into that, let me go on and say we already have. They destroyed it, but we've had our own here. Both Black Wall Streets, and y'all have heard me say it a lot of times.
That's right.
Neighborhoods, our own communities, we had our own, but we fell for that trick they call integration and assimilation, and they got where they wanted us to where we just eventually got out of our own little culture and neighborhoods and fell into their little. Dingamabob, and that's why we where we are now. I got two individuals who need to come in, so let me bring
Florence
Stanley
is like
in.
South Africa apartheid.
Okay.
We got apartheid
on,
here in America.
Let me bring Stanley and Jonathan in. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking our call.
Hey. All right, what y'all got for me today?
Oh boy! Concerning the subject, I'm not surprised of what when you did that study that the rest of the world is saying it's America that's the problem. America, I'm telling you, America, we interfere too much on other people's country. We don't even look our own first before trying to correct the rest of the world before seeing to look at herself and say to ourselves, we need to fix ourselves first before we can even go to other countries and tell them
exactly.
We need to do this. Because there's so many things in America that we don't do right, and then we go to other country and they look at us and say, are you crazy? What are you doing in our country telling us you need to do that? Are you not the country who accepted that you're not all equal? Are you not the country that we're the only country that decided to have a nuclear weapon and decided we wanted to stop a war? We're the only country who dropped a nuclear weapon and killed more people, at least a million people, in Japan, and we're acting like that didn't happen. And we're acting like the rest of the world is like supposed to be like not remembering that. We don't want to talk about that. How many times as Americans were responsible for changing other country that voted democratically for people that they wanted this person to be the leader, but the CIA decided, no, we don't want him. We want him. And we're responsible of that. Nobody asked the question. Yeah. Nobody asked the question when 9/11 happened. Everybody was shocked. Everybody was like, it's the end of the world. But nobody asked the question, how come those Muslim haters, how come that happened? How come? Nobody asked that question. Everybody was saying it's the end of the world. They don't love us because they don't want the same freedom as us and this and that. Nobody asked the question. How would you feel that if every day you had some bomb dropping at your place, killing your mother, your sister, everybody that you love, and you see that the bomb was made by the USA? How would you feel?
Wow.
Would you just stay there and say like, oh, would you just stay there and say like, oh, it's okay? I'm sorry. If China tomorrow would do that, there would be a lot of us Americans would be basically terrorists if we see that. And terrorists is what? What is the word terrorist? What is the word terrorist? Terrorists, we use it in our advantage. When we invade a country, it's to liberate them. But when a country does something to us, it's suddenly they're terrorists.
There's a word.
No. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Hold on. And one more thing.
To finish and everything. When we decided to basically, the president, the ex-president, George Bush, decided to invade the country, what did he say? He said he wanted to invade the country because they had weapon of mass destruction. It's still 2014, and I'm still looking for those weapon of mass destruction. Where are they? And by doing that, by the way, by doing the weapon of mass destruction, of mass destruction, let's see how many people. We lost how many people? We lost 3,000 or 4,000 people? How many Iraqi people got killed because of our weapon of mass destruction? Just to inform Americans, at least 1 million people. And I think it's a lot more than 3,000 people.
Stanley, I got to give you some applause, man, because you have told the truth there. You have gotten it down. And you know why we couldn't find no weapons of mass destruction? Because we already got them here in this country. Let me bring Jonathan.
Oh, great America that people love. They love America.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
I love America.
Let Stanley keep talking.
Proud American.
I'm American, too.
Must be nice.
I'm brother American too.
Must be nice.
Oh, okay.
Alex, yes. Alex,
amen.
Okay. All right. Amen.
Where's Jonathan?
Jonathan? No. Hold on, Jonathan. You got anything to ask?
Somebody drop.
Well, no. I actually wanted to ask Alex a question.
Oh, did you? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can ask. Go ahead.
Alex, if you don't mind, what is your nationality?
My nationality.
What's your nationality?
I'm partially black. I have a partially Mexican, and I'm basically I have a bloodline in Europe too. So you tell me what should I call myself?
American.
Call yourself human.
Yeah.
I love that, Alex.
There you go.
That's fine. No, I call myself human. Or I'm a human.
See, that's what I call myself, a human being.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We are all
not this childish game of different races. Ain't no such thing as different races. We all human beings.
Amen.
Nope. Sorry.
Exactly.
I'm not.
You know,
not.
Michael Brown.
Who said they weren't?
He was there.
Chris,
I'm not the same. Right. I'm not the same as everybody else's race.
Oh,
being different is good. That's a good thing to be different.
Everybody's unique.
You are not a different species of being, my brother.
And neither are you.
Yeah, I
got to
agree with that, Chris.
Yeah, nobody is.
I said, being different, what would it be like if everybody liked the Snickers candy bar? I don't want to eat the same candy by everybody
else. That's personality. That's not species.
I like Hershey's. Okay, I like the Hershey's candy, but I don't want to eat the same damn candy bar everybody eating, wearing the same
You don't get a chance to change. You didn't get a chance to pick that. You didn't get a choice in that. You didn't get a choice in that.
I'm different. That's a good way for me. That's my way. I want to live different.
You didn't get a choice in the matter. You're a human being.
Okay, all right. You didn't. I didn't. He gonna tell me what I didn't do. Okay.
Yeah, because you had a mom and a daddy.
I know.
Like everybody else.
Right. I'm missing it. I get it. You're trying to educate me. I get it. Okay.
I mean, you're saying this nonsensical stuff, dude. Bringing the conversation down.
Learn something from you.
See, your ignorance is bringing the conversation down.
Now I'm ignorant. See.
Yeah, when you say stuff like you're not human.
There's a
No, I'm not the same of other races. I'm my own identity.
Ain't no such thing as other races, dude. That's American white supremacy.
I'm different. I'm different. You're the
There is no such thing as a race of people, brother. That's white supremacy. Stop spouting white supremacy.
I'm different. I want to be different.
You're not.
Okay.
You're ignorant.
I am different.
Wait a minute.
So why do we describe people different? So I don't describe someone as Asian or African. That's a race, sir. So you mean
I'm
to sir? Listen. I understand what you're saying, but structure-wise, we can identify people. But the problem is those different identities, they are not demeaning. We should not demean. We should accept differences. That's the problem.
You should embarrass
the
differences.
That's white supremacy.
No, it's
not.
I can call Asian because because of their culture, their ethnicity, and how their bone structure is, and everything. There is a difference.
You don't have a different bone structure for another human being. We all have the same bones.
No, we don't.
In the sense of high cheekbones, nose, brow, the hair, sir. The eyes,
that's white supremacy.
That's not
white supremacy.
That's
white supremacy.
I can describe it.
I can shut it down. Y'all forget I'm Mr. Talk. I can shut it down.
Is my mic muted?
You know what I'm saying? I can shut it down. Thank you. All right, so let me bring.
Brother Alex is here. Mr. T is here, and
why are we talking about white supremacy and things? Oh my God! Like I said, I thought we were going to talk about some stuff.
Hold on, gentlemen, hold on. Let me bring Mr. Michigan in. Mr. Michigan, welcome to the show,
man. What's going on, man?
Please, Mr. Michigan, please explain to people how come the rest of the world doesn't love America as much as we think. Please explain to
explain it.
Is there such thing as race, ethnicity? I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, really. I just called in. The guy who keeps saying that people giving themselves political names is a white supremacy. Man, that dude is crazy. Before white people were committed.
Get it correct, my brother.
Hold on. Let him finish, bro.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, before white people were even on the scene, you had different groups giving themselves political names. African is a political name. European, those are political names. It has nothing to do with white supremacy. Before white people were on the scene, Africans were giving themselves ethnic names. So how is that white supremacy?
White supremacy is, my brother, when you say there's a different race of people.
Listen. What you're trying to do, brother.
Not name.
Biologically, when you're talking about the human race, you're talking about biology. When you're talking about ethnic groups, you're talking about politics. It's not white supremacy. What are you talking about?
White supremacy is when you take that issue that you're speaking about, my brother, which is political, and you turn it into biology. We in America have been raised to think that we are different races of people based on our ethnicity.
No, that's not true.
I'm different.
That's not true. If, listen, brother. if a group of people want to give themselves a political name, they have that sovereignty. Now, from a biological perspective, you do have the similarities. You do have a human race. But the other names, ethnic groups, and races from a phenotypical standpoint, those are all political, and humans can do that. Have nothing to do with white supremacy.
We are the only country, my brother, we are the only country in the world, we're the only country in the world that divides people by color and say they are different races.
We have multi-races. What are you talking about? Okay, look where you live at.
No, listen.
I want to say something. We are the same species. Listen, we are the human species. I agree. Just like butterflies. You can have butterflies of the same species, but every butterfly may not look the same. I agree with you, sir. But no, don't tell me there's not different species and different races.
Correct.
Look, my brother, you can't listen. A person is not a different race, a different species, because they have a different shaped nose. The fact of the matter is, all of the human species on this planet have two eyes, one nose, one mouth, two ears, two arms.
Look at the Asian eyes in my eyes, sir. Look at the Asian eyes in your eyes. Look at their hair. I'm not saying that's bad. I'm saying we should embrace and accept those differences. That's all.
But
disagreeing with the fundamental makeup of human beings. We
exactly.
Disagreeing with you doing from there. So why do you keep bringing my point up?
Why are we using science, sir?
The fundamental building blocks of humans is the same. We know that. So why are you bringing that up? We're not talking about that. We're not talking about the biology. We're talking about the political names that humans have the ability to give themselves.
How we deal
with
each other.
What I'm talking about is how we as a people can come together. What I'm talking about is how we as a people can come together. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm
talking about. How we look at each other on a daily basis.
And we can't come together. And we can't come together.
You going under the microscope. Take your eyes out of the microscope and look at the world, how we deal with each other.
And we cannot come together if we divide ourselves by stuff that doesn't make sense.
But you're not living in reality, though. You're not living in reality. Your head is under the microscope too much.
Alex wants to say something for 10 minutes. Can I say something, please?
For 10 minutes?
Yeah.
I'm
asking for say something, please.
Oh. Am I muted, by the way?
No, you're not.
Just checking. Good.
How about you say 10 minutes?
Okay,
Alex.
Can I say something, please?
Yeah. Go ahead, man. You're wasting time. Go ahead.
Okay. The Earth is but one country. All mankinds are its citizens. When you look at the globe, there is no borderline exists.
Exactly.
Borderlines are... we put it into effect. Oh, here is America, here is Mexico, here is Canada. Really, right now, you as long as you have a passport or you have your national ID card of USA, you will just go ahead, pass the borderline, no problem. I mean, it's already one country between Mexico and USA and Canada. And same thing in Europe, as I have gone to see Europe. Europe is one country. Once you land to one of the say France, you are free to go to any other country. Nobody has you.
There's different militaries and different laws within that country. There's military that's protecting you right now as an American citizen if you're an American. That's all I'm saying. There's different rules and regulations.
If we're to come together as a people and deal with these issues of white supremacy and police brutality and economic issues of bringing other people down, we have to change the language and we have to change the direction that we've gone in. That's the point.
I want to say something real quick. What I want to say is I refuse to sell out and change my identity to get a few chips on the table to change some things. I respect you for being different. You respect me for being different.
But
we'll bring our differences together. Wait. And then you can rebuttal. We'll bring our differences together and go, man, we got differences. Now, how can we bring these differences together to make it right? But I'm not going to change who I am to be proud of what I'm standing for. And you should. I'm not changing nothing.
And let me add to that. If you look at the human race, there's really only one group who has a hard time to adjusting with differences. So to say that everybody who's different needs to say they're not different to get along, that's just not true. What you need to do is find the damn people who can see difference and get along with you and call their ass out.
That's what
it ain't everybody that's causing problems.
That's right. There you go. Now, see, Miskin, that's what I'm. What you just said, that's what I come. That's what I
okay,
mean. That's my
can you
come.
Say it again?
What you just said,
it was breaking up a little bit. To bring the differences together, you said. Now, what to do? What it was breaking up a little bit.
I said what you need to do is find the group
okay.
of people who refuse to see difference and still be able to get along with people. All people, that's right. I'm not changing nothing, but we change within our differences. I'm agreeing with you. We're on the same page. I mean, from races, I was addressing the brother with this issue of, well, the reason we're not getting along is because we see difference. That's not true.
But
the reason we're not getting along because you have certain people
and we need to change our identity and all that.
That's
in Michigan, hold on. In Michigan, you also said that. Also, Michigan, you said that we shouldn't, since we're different, we shouldn't try to change that change our differences to that.
That's right.
What I agree with you there. Because why? Exactly. As long as you ain't killing or nothing on nobody, of course it's because right now when you go to work, there's people that may live different than you at your home, but y'all still go to work together.
Let me show you something. If you look at where people. Some differences are based off where people were born geographically. So how are you going to change that? Their diets, the terrain where they stayed at, their culture, how they caught their food. So those are natural differences. You can't change that about a people. You should never change that about a people.
That is such a good point there, Mr. Michigan. And we would like to thank you for that point. It's 15 past the hour, and because I have such a large number of individuals on the switchboard, I'm going to let y'all go on and get your last words in now so we have enough time to hear your final words. And we're going to start at the top because I'm really interested in hearing what you have to say at the bottom. And I see Jonathan ran away. Don't be running away, Jonathan. Anyway, we're going to start with Joseph. Joseph,
okay, thank you,
your last words, sir.
Okay, my last words are this. Everything that we have learned along in this human journey about culture that relates to all the areas of culture and traditions were things that we were taught when we came here. What we were already given when we came here that we didn't have to learn is that we are human. And if we can learn to overcome our differences and see them for what they really are, just beautiful colors of a different flower. Then we can walk as one and not be used and manipulated by those who use those differences to exasperate those differences to divide us. I just came back from Africa where I was living for 4 years, and I ate African food. I didn't eat American prepared food, and it didn't diminish me, it didn't change me, it didn't make me un-American. I still remember my mama's cooking, still eat my mama's cooking, but I ate somebody else's mama's cooking, and it enriched me, it expanded me, it grew me, not diminished me. That's all I got.
All right. Thank you, Joseph, and thank you for calling in, brother, and I hope you continue to listen to the show. also, you know, follow me on the show. You know, the little follow button, click that if you like, and I do appreciate having you here.
Okay?
Thank you, my brother. Thank,
right,
thank you, Mr. Talk.
All right. Next up is Mr. Michael himself, a.k.a. All Facts in the house. Go ahead, Mr. Michael.
Well, real quick, yeah, there's a lot of people who visit Africa, no matter whether they're, you know, different race, Americans. Africans always call Americans the Americans, you know. Black African-American male told me he spent 3 years over there, and they just kept on calling him the American. You know, Florence has apartheid. You got almost 63% of the people, population of Florence, and the whole government is controlled by another ethnic group. And it's sad. We have apartheid in America. Listen, no one is saying, and if someone prefers to marry a black woman, that's not a racist statement. He's not prejudging white women. That's just his preference. And, you know, we have differences. You can, you know, be what you want. You know, we have different ethnic groups, different cultures in this country. It's a multicultural. The people who started this country forced multicultural because our grandfathers and grandfathers who built this country, you know, who paid for wars because of their labor, their culture was in it. Unfortunately, you know, the people that were in control at the time took their language and their names from them. They didn't have to do that. They could have kept the language, you know. But, you know, it's fair because there's no togetherness. So this is a multicultural society, and it's different people have different ideologies, different religions, different mosques, different synagogues, all in this country. And we just have to embrace those. And some people just is not getting with it. And we have to fight those people anytime they try to prevent us from not having a diverse society, without being fair, without being fair and balanced, because this country was started unbalanced. So every day we're just trying to balance it out. And America is just like us. We have our misdeeds in the past, but hopefully we're getting better and better each and every day. That's all I want to say, Mr. Charles. You have a nice one.
All right. Thank you, Michael. And you have a nice one also. And thank you for calling in as normal. All right. Well, next up is Mr. Chris. You're on the line.
Hey.
What you got for me?
Yeah. And I like to say I was from Africa. I'm not from Africa. I went to Africa, and I stayed there for about 4 to 6 weeks, almost 2 months myself. And I wanted to go for myself with the group I was with to get the experience of what's going on. And it seemed like I took a flight for 22 hours. I got off the flight. It seemed like I was in downtown Chicago. Most of the places there, villages, is the projects here in America. Everything is different. I started watching TV shows. They watched Martin Luther came on 13 times a day. Then they had Minister Society. That movie must have played about 8-9 times a day. The white movies were Sleepers in Seattle. Everybody Loves Raymond. It just seemed like the black Americans did not have a good image there. It was Tupac. A lot of the lyrics of music that is not really they wouldn't understand unless they were here living or been a part of that situation. Some of these reality so-called gangster lyrics that was talked about. N.W.A., this was about 5 years ago, N.W.A. was played a lot. It wasn't Jennifer Hudson or anybody that's, you know, talking good soul music from the black community. When I got there, a lot of people from Africa, including white Africans, looked at my group as if we're here to be saved, that we're ignorant because we come from America and that we're back at the motherland and we're going to be taught how to be civilized, live the right way, because what they're teaching us here in America is just terrible. Now, I wanted to knock out Chibusa, whoever his name was, trying to tell me about the African food. Man, ain't nothing like my mama's cooking. He was like, it's wrong. No, it's wrong. You eat like this. Man, ain't nothing like my mama's cooking, like the other brother said. But I really am learning more and more about, you know, myself every time I tune in, about my own self. You know, it might sound like I'm arguing with people, but I'm learning that I do have differences, and people I'm talking to have differences. And what we need to do is not
don't change who you are. You know, don't change the color of your character. You know, when the TV show, when the TV cameras are on, you know, you're totally different. Be the same person. I'm going to be the same person. What our differences, let's get some things from our differences to make it right. I believe if we, this planet had 8 hours of civilization and people need to find a way to extend life, from the Ku Klux Klan, the Farrakhan, to Democrats and Republicans, and people of different races, they'll come up with a solution to make this planet live longer. But when it comes to our personalities, this is where we need to find, you know, our who we are, you know, with our differences. That's all I want to say. Continue to be who you are, being different. We're not from the same race, so, and hey, have a good day.
All right, thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. All right, next up is Alex. Alex,
yes,
your
my,
last word,
yes,
sir.
My brother. Yes, my last word again is united we stand, divided we fall. Therefore, go on the YouTube and put Mona, M-O-N-A, execution in Iran. Mona execution in Iran, it will shock you. Especially look at the Mona, the angel of Iran. And these things, I mean, will shock you. And to see how people giving their life for humanity and for love of the mankind. And while it's happening in Iran, many people are killed and executed daily with the name of Sharia law or etc. We see here in Ferguson also, they bringing tanks and so much hardware that they think that enemy is ICIS is in the Ferguson city. That's my last word.
All right. Thank you, Alex, and thank you for calling in, sir. And I appreciate you listening to the show, and I hope you continue to come back and, you know, let us hear your views on topics.
I appreciate you, too. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye. All right, Chris 9. Uh-oh, did I miss Chris? Oh, no, Chris 9. Hold up, let me open this line up. All right, Chris 9,
yeah.
You in the house. Yeah.
All right, thank you. I just wanted to say, you know, basically from the beginning of this country's existence, there's been an attempt to destroy it, and it's become stronger and stronger as the years go by. And basically, we as humans here need to the Second Amendment, you know, the right to keep and bear arms, was given to us to defend liberty from tyranny. And we are experiencing serious tyrannical behavior from the police being militarized. And I just don't think that we should, you know, we do have differences. Everybody has differences from one another. But we need to unite, just like the man just said, you know, united we stand, divided we fall. I think, you know, looking at the cop that shot Michael Brown, you know, a white cop shot a black young man, and the cop is the one who's racist. And what we should do is not continue that between each other people that are not in the system of government or police forces and whatnot. We should make sure that we, like myself, I'll be friends with anybody, you know. And if I see somebody being bullied or treated, like I've watched police videos on YouTube where they're needlessly. I can't even watch the Rodney King incident. I'm white. I can't stand watching that. I can't. I look away. I don't want to see it. I've always thought if I was there, I'd come up and I'd go to jail too, because I'd crack one of those cops upside the head if they were beating somebody for no reason like that. But, you know, I just, and, you know, stay more, you know, look at politics, things like that, you know, how I brought up, well, they wanted to get rid of bulletproof vests for us, you know, the guy from California.
Right.
And, you know, we need to stay educated and see what these people are trying to do, and then we can, in return, we can, you know, do what we need to do to make sure that we can defend ourselves and not have these, you know, like in times like 9/11, you know, and I know not everybody believes all that, but anyways, 9/11, you notice people came together. Well, that's what we need to do just all the time. We have too short of a memory span. That's the problem. So, I don't know. I just say I learned a lot, and I'm glad to have been part of this discussion. I'm glad that I stayed on here and listened. And I respect everybody that was on here. And before I got off here, I want to ask, do you have a Twitter handle where I can follow you, sir?
Yes, I do. It's Driven for Life, FOR 62.
Driven for Life 62. All right, I'll follow you then today when I get off here. All right, well, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Chris, for calling in today, and I appreciate you letting us know your points of view on the topics today, and you're more than welcome to call back anytime, okay?
Yep, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. All right, y'all, you know, another great conversation here today on the show, and you know, everybody made some very interesting points, and there was also disagreement, okay? Disagreement is not bad, but you have to understand that even though you're disagreeing, you still should be listening and can learn from. You know, don't automatically just shut it down because someone said one thing and you don't like it. Then all of a sudden you just go deaf and don't hear the rest of it. Because we're all human. I'm going to put it out there. We're all human. I done been to Iraq, Germany, Korea, Amsterdam, Ireland, Greenland, I mean, Italy. And you know what I found out? Everybody, I mean, I've seen I'm going to tell you some things I've seen. But you know what? Everybody bled red. It's just so simple. Everybody bled red, which told me no matter what you believe, who they say you are, in the end, you're human. You're a human being. Now, we may all have different personalities. We may all have different cultures. You know, that's just the dynamics of being a human being. But we must be able to discern the difference. You know, solutions, man. You know, when it comes to solutions, one thing I've learned when it comes to solutions, first, you have to actually define the problem. Okay? You have to define it first. Then you have to come up with a plan to stop the problem, to solution, to make sure that problem never happens again. That sounds so simple. But we as humans, and yes, I'm saying humans, we as humans, we are so intent on trying to get the other person to believe what we want them to believe, we fail to come up with viable solutions because we're stubborn. I'm not going to say we're ignorant because a lot of us are not ignorant. We're just stubborn, and we refuse to want to cooperate with anyone else because their way may be better than ours. Until we do that, we'll still be having these conversations. We'll still be having these disagreements. And we still be under the military police state that we are falling under right now. And those are my last words. Once again, I want to thank everybody for joining us today. It has been a great show. My guests in the chat room, thank you for joining us. Those who were here earlier, thank you also. For those still here listening on your different devices, thank you. I appreciate you. McCullers, first-time callers, Joseph and Chris and Alex, hey, thank you. Love you. Appreciate it. Man, I'm telling you, it has been a wonderful show. It really has. But don't let it stop here. No, I know some of the things you probably heard, you probably may have never heard before, or you've heard but you really don't know too much about. Do your own research. I tell y'all that all the time. Do your own research. You'll be amazed how much you learn doing your own research. So you can figure out whether we're telling you, giving you the right information or not. You know, and that's where most of our society mess up at. We let other people tell us what's going on or how it's supposed to be. Because we fail to do our own research. And that's how, that's how, I'm going to say it like this just because I want to. That's how man keeps you down. I know some of y'all haven't heard that in a long time, but I'm just putting it out there to you, all right? But once again, I do appreciate you, and it's been a great show. All right, so let's see, next show, there will be no show tomorrow, unfortunately, doctor's appointment, so I can't make tomorrow's show, you know, unless somebody won't call in and sit in for me, and you know, we'll see. But anyway, if not, next year will be Thursday. I haven't decided on a title yet, but it'll be somewhere in this realm, I'm sure. All right? So just remember, keep show appreciation. Forgive with an open heart, but make sure your heart, you've forgiven yourself before you forgive anyone else. And the biggest, the best thing, learn to laugh at yourself. You know, if you learn to laugh at yourself, I guarantee you there's not too much that's going to get on your nerves because you'll always be able to laugh at yourself. Believe it or not, I laugh at myself constantly. You know, I think I'm a hoot. But, yeah, I mean, so, you know, and plus it helps relieve stress. It really does. Okay? Sometimes just stand in the mirror and just make faces and funny noises. I do that, too, sometimes. Hey, you'd be surprised at how much that helps. All right? So, once again, no show tomorrow. We'll see y'all Thursday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, 1 Mountain Time. Don't forget, if you want to follow me here on Blog Talk Radio, just go to my show page, hit follow. I will appreciate it. You can send me an email at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Also, there's the Facebook page. Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. And I do have Twitter, Driven4Life62 at Twitter.com. And 4 is F-O-R. All right? Well, that's going to do it for me, y'all. I do appreciate you. Love y'all. I'm going to send y'all out of here with some Earth, Wind, and Fire. And see you Thursday. Y'all have a good one. God bless.